folks. We only applaud for visiting delegations. Local people, we just have to give them a thumbs up. We get a special courtesy to visitors, so, and students. That's our other exception. So let's call Ms. Ying, please, 1010.
Request of Helen Ying to address council regarding camping and drug use, possession, and other issues in public spaces.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, and thank you, commissioners. And so I want to also say thank you for the new sidewalks in East Portland. Just seeing how much has improved the community there. But today, what I want to come before you to address the lawlessness behavior, examples being using drug in the public, sleeping on the sidewalks, setting up tents. So I serve on the Old Town Chinatown Community Association as its chair, and every time I, share about that with my friends, the first thing they bring up are the concerns about these kinds of behavior that they see. And most recently, one of our own board members, Evan, was attacked, while he was going home, getting into his car. Someone was trying to steal from him. So, even yesterday when I was in Old Town Chinatown, one of the women who lives in a shelter came up to me and said, hey, she thought she knew me, and she can engage me in a conversation. She says, where I'm from, she says she's from South Florida, we don't have this kind of people, sleeping on the sidewalks. She is in a shelter right now, and that's her concern, and she was trying to tell me some ideas of how to fix it. A few weeks ago, I went to Boston with my daughter. First thing she said to me, Mom, I only smell pee twice. So, she's, so envious of their walkway along the water. She says she doesn't feel safe or does not even want to run along our waterfront park because of all the behavior that's going on there. So what I'm coming to you before you today is really ask you to consider being proactive in this matter, just like the gentleman who, spoke before me. And I believe that we have to be systematic as well as systemic in how we do this work. So, and one of the things that I'm talking about is like, what do we want our community, what do we want Portland to look like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now? And we know that there's no silver bullet, but I believe that one of the most important things is to break down silos. I do see our government working in silos. And so to talk about how to be focused and collaborative at the same time, to connect the dots, to bring the public and the private efforts together, to replicate what works. I toured Portland Rescue Mission just the other day, and I see how wonderful the work they're doing there. I heard about the North Park Block efforts, and I was in Boston. Like I said, I visited Harvard, and they have this project going that's led by the students at Harvard to look at how to only separate the young adults from shelters of people who have been on the streets for decades. So it takes leaders to work together, hand in hand, and asking you as our Portland Council to work together, hand in hand, to invest in human capitals and resources, to look at a management plan, enforce the laws, support services that include mental health and addiction, have high accountability, high support, to let our people know that you are lovable and capable. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Helen. Thank you. Okay.